SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Dari kendali bahasa hingga kerumitan hukum, perempuan migran dan pengungsi menghadapi tantangan tambahan ketika mereka mencari dukungan untuk kekerasan dalam rumah tangga. Di New South Wales, sebuah pusat khusus kini telah diluncurkan dengan tujuan untuk menjembatani kesenjangan itu. Namun, para pakar hukum dan advokat mengatakan, bagi sebagian besar penduduk, akses terhadap layanan itu masih terbatas. Berikut ini sebuah laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Sarah Conte untuk SBS News. Isu kekerasan dalam rumah tangga yang biasanya tersembunyi di balik pintu tertutup telah menjadi sorotan nasional dan kini fokusnya adalah bagaimana menghentikannya. Pemerintahan New South Wales meluncurkan pusat khusus senilai $4.4 juta di Sydney Barat. Wakil Premier Pruka mengatakan ini adalah bagian dari rencana jangka panjang pemerintah untuk memberantas kekerasan dalam rumah tangga dan keluarga.
We cannot seriously do that without making sure that all women, including multicultural refugee women, many of whom who live in Western Sydney, have access to services as well. So this is just part of what we've announced over the past week. And I'm ecstatic that it's in Western Sydney. It's where it needs to be. As the minister said, it will service women right across the state, but the outreach will be in southwestern Sydney where it needs to be.
Pusat Multikultural untuk Keamanan Perempuan dan Keluarga New South Wales akan bertindak sebagai titik awal bagi perempuan dari latar belakang budaya dan bahasa yang beragam. Menghubungkan mereka dengan layanan kekerasan dalam rumah tangga, layanan permukiman, dan bekerja dengan penterjemah. Ini juga akan membantu memberikan dukungan seputar literasi dan counseling keuangan. Direktur pusat itu, Gulnara Abbasova, mengatakan bantuan yang sesuai dengan budaya akan diberikan dalam bentuk bahasa.
Navigating a complex service system at the point of crisis is a challenge for anyone. Doing so when you're new to Australia, speak little or no English, have no family connections, makes it much harder. On top of that, imagine dealing with cultural stigma, inconsistent responsiveness of services, and significant structural barriers linked to residency. That makes it a terrifying experience. This is where the centre comes in. The centre is a comprehensive model. Our focus is on impact and reach. We provide direct support to migrant and refugee women. When a woman is referred to the centre, she can expect to be supported by a practitioner who can provide a culturally appropriate safety response and support her navigating the maze of the safety system.
Survei yang dilakukan pada tahun 2021 oleh Harmony Alliance dan Monash University di Melbourne menemukan bahwa di Australia, satu dari tiga pengungsi dan perempuan migran mengalami beberapa bentuk kekerasan dalam rumah tangga dan keluarga. Dari jumlah itu, 91% mengalami perilaku mengendalikan, dan 42% mengalami kekerasan fisik atau seksual. Anggota Dewan Aliansi, Rana Ibrahimi, mengatakan akses terhadap dukungan khusus bervariasi.
So that's another finding of the study that we have done actually. It's quite different in each state and territory, and that's another factor which affecting the vulnerability of women in these areas. But also we celebrate the new practice in Sydney and we hope that it's expanded to other states and territories.
40% pemegang visa sementara yang disurvei mengatakan mereka mengalami kekerasan dalam rumah tangga. Kepala Eksekutif Layanan Hukum Perempuan Nadia Bromley mengatakan hal ini membuat status kependudukan menjadi faktor penting khususnya bagi perempuan yang memiliki visa sementara.
They face additional threats and additional susceptibility to control from people using violence. So the kind of threats we see being offered against women are that they'll be deported or they'll be separated from their children or forced to leave the country, for example, without their children. So it's a really invidious place for these women to be in who are already powerless and struggling, that they just have another sort of systemic barrier to overcome.
Miss Bromley mengatakan mereka juga menghadapi tantangan tambahan ketika mencari bantuan.
As well as the language barriers, as well as the complexity of legal systems, and as well as recovering from the trauma of violence, they have such limited access to services. So a lot of them do not have access to Centrelink, so they can't get the therapeutic support they need. They don't have Medicare, so they can't get healthcare or responses to any injuries or difficulties they need addressed.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah laporan mengenai usaha pemerintah dalam mengatasi kekerasan dalam rumah tangga. Laporan itu disusun oleh Sarah Conte dan Hannah Kwon untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.